So I couldn't call on anybody from the church. When I did try to call on folks, it was, oh, I'll see what I can do to help you. Just pray. Oh, God gonna make a way. Now, God will make a way. But at that moment, I needed a shoulder to cry on. Not even to just talk about my ex. I just needed somebody to be there for me. I just needed a shoulder to cry on. A pat on the back saying, you gonna be okay. But these motherfuckers, oh, God gonna work it out. Just pray. Just, you know, this, that, and the third. But we supposed to be family. Regardless of what happened, I joined your church family. We supposed to be family. Now, here's where I go to the point of no return. I'm working with someone from the church. The way that I was being treated, now, I'm only getting paid, what, like, think $9 an hour, $9 to $10 an hour. But you got me doing two different jobs. The title is two different job titles. I'm doing this, and then I'm doing this. But you only want to pay me $10 an hour. I think it was nine, maybe nine or 10. And I wasn't getting paid enough to keep a hotel room. So I was about to lose my hotel room. This is where it takes a turn. The person that I was working with, I don't know what the fuck was going on with them, but they were talking to me straight crazy. And one of these days, they said some crazy off-the-wall shit to me. And I was so ready to square up at these white people's establishment, baby. Like, I literally had to walk the fuck off. I had to walk off. Because I was so ready to say, fuck this shit and risk it all and beat this nigga's ass. And excuse my language, but that is exactly how that shit felt. Like, because how dare you talk to me crazy like you. And then I realized the way that this nigga was talking to me crazy is the same way that his parental talks to people crazy. And she has talked to me crazy and brazy before too. Like, these motherfuckers don't know how to talk to folks. And I was basically like, I don't give a fuck about your title. I don't give a fuck about what you do. You're not about to keep talking to me crazy, because already I'm in a whole lot of shit. Already I'm going through some shit. And you gonna have the audacity to talk to me crazy? I lost my fucking mind. I lost my mind. I did. I lost my mind. I was already losing the hotel room. I was already losing everything else. I lost the house. I lost the car. I lost all my shit that I had. I had nothing. I had nothing. And I had worked so hard for this shit. I had nothing. My income, I'm gonna go back. My income tax checks that we were getting together, you can fucking scratch that shit, because it was pointless of even getting it. Because as soon as we got it, that shit was gone into other people's pockets. This nigga laid $100 at every fucking woman feet at the church. Now, I believe in sowing seeds. I believe in blessing others. But you're going to bless the others to the point that you don't got nothing. And that's literally what happened. We had nothing. So anyways, I lost my mind after this person talked to me crazy and didn't want to pay me. And I had done lost my hotel room. So we really didn't have nowhere to stay. Me and the kids didn't have anywhere to stay. So I had to find somebody to go stay with. So I went off on Facebook. I did. And it might not have been the right place to do it. It definitely wasn't. But you motherfuckers knew who I was talking about, because y'all were the only people I was in contact with. The only people that I had in my life for the past 3.5 years. Only people that my kids had in their life for the past 3.5 years. So y'all knew I was talking about y'all. And like I said, I knew I was wrong. But I didn't give a fuck, because y'all had done pushed me so fucking far till there was no point of return. And at this point, the leader of the church told her members, her congregation, not to fellowship with me, not to talk to me, not to be involved with me or anything, because I had done went the fuck off on social media. The one chick that I thought was my friend, come to find out that bitch was never my friend. She even had the audacity to say when I had found me a new little boyfriend, where y'all be finding these men at? Because I'm not about to be stuck on one dude. Especially one dude that is, you know, out here sleeping with everybody. I'm good. Anyways, I just knew she wasn't my friend no more. She probably never was my friend. And that's cool, too. I'm okay with that. I really learned a lot from this fucking experience. And a lot of people are like, oh, you're church hurt. I mean, you can call it church hurt. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. I was betrayed by people who I thought was my family. My church family. I was betrayed by people who I thought cared about me and my kids. Mind you, when I was going to this church, I was doing everything I could to show that I was not some leech. I was doing everything to show that I am reliable and I'm resourceful. But I got overlooked all the fucking time. Constantly being overlooked. So, how do you think that makes me feel? Then, not to mention, my kids. These are the people that my kids knew because they were little. They were like 3 and 4, I think. They were little. Y'all are all they knew. So imagine how that went, right? I think I got more love in the streets than I ever did at the church. And then if you sit back and just watch how people deal with other people and how they talk about other people and how they gossip about other people that go to that church. I say, don't get discouraged in going to a church, finding you a church family. That may be for you. For me, I don't have it in me anymore. I don't have it in me to go and fellowship at a building with folks who are just going to judge you based off what you look like and what you have done. Because the thing is, all of us are sinners and everybody does something, right? Yes. You're not living holy or holy, holy that you're not doing something. Everybody is a sinner. That's number one. So if I'm sinning, but my sin is different from yours, You can't look down your nose at me. Now, there's a righteous judgment. Okay, yeah, because everybody knows right from fucking wrong. So I get that. But what you're not going to do is sit here and criticize me every single fucking time I make a mistake and every time I do something that's not up to your part, not up to your liking, something that you wouldn't have done. And that's what I was experiencing. And I got tired of experience that. I got tired of people looking down their nose at me because I couldn't figure out how to handle my emotions because I felt betrayed. I felt betrayed by church. I felt betrayed by my ex-husband. I felt betrayed by every fucking body. And the only person that was on my side was my kids. And I had to keep going for my kids. I had to learn how to forgive for my kids because God gave them to me for a reason. So, I said all that to say, why do you hate Christians? I don't hate Christians. I don't hate Christians. I don't hate the black church. I don't hate the religion. I don't like the religion. I don't like the way that the black church do the community. Not all of them, just some of them. I don't like the way that Christians do people. Like, as if they were never a sinner. And that's not... I really feel like this is more of the religious people. Excuse me. But I'll never say that I hate God. I'll never say that I hate, you know, black churches. I'll never say that. I just will probably never go into one again. And if I do... Maybe one day that'll change. You know, maybe one day it will change for me. Maybe one day God will, you know, give me the serenity to deal with it and finally find me a church home. But until then, I can't. And that was almost, what, 7 years ago? And it took me about 3 years to heal from that. 2017. was when I really just stopped fucking with the people from the church. All of them. Because what was the purpose? You guys didn't give a fuck about me. Y'all didn't give a fuck about my kids. I almost tried to kill myself, literally jump off a bridge. And you motherfuckers were nowhere near there. Nobody was saying a prayer for Octavia. Nobody was saying a prayer for the kids. So why should I care? And like I said, and before I mentioned, I thought that going to the church, you were supposed to get some type of release, some type of healing, some type of something to help you, you know, get through to the next Sunday. And it was not like that for me. Every time I went into this church building, I felt like I was fighting something. I was fighting something from someone. If it wasn't the leader, it was the other people. If it wasn't the girl that my husband cheated on me with, it was him. If it wasn't his sister, it was the gay brother who practiced witchcraft, who said he does witchcraft. If it wasn't him, it was somebody. Because they didn't want me to be with him. And I was the bad person. But I was the one getting cheated on. You see how that shit goes? So, yeah. I'm not gonna knock nobody's, you know, religion or spiritual or whatever. I have a relationship with God myself. I pray. I read. I, you know, fast. I do my necessities for my flesh and my spirituality. My walk is not your walk. Your walk is not my walk. I'm not gonna judge you for what you do, and you shouldn't judge me for what I do. But the problem here lies in when we go into these buildings and everybody got their own little secrets of what they're doing in their life, but then they got to look down their nose at somebody else. Yeah, whatever. Y'all can have that. And another thing, I just want to point this out. I really feel like I was mad hurt because when you grow up without a family, you kind of want to feel included, or you want to belong somewhere. And I'm just being honest. I dealt with rejection my whole entire life. I was rejected by my mother. I was rejected by my father. I was rejected by his side of the family. Growing up, you get rejected because you're too black. I got rejected because I was too tall. Whatever, whatever. So when I thought that I found something, I was happy to be there. But then I knew that the devil was going to bring his little ugly ass in and make the shit impossible. Yet, I fought as much as I could until there was nothing left in me. But this nigga wasn't fighting at all. And this was the nigga that I was married to. The one who said God said that that was my wife. He had no fight. But you got enough fight to go in there. Anyways. So I just thought that because I found the church family that I found somewhere to belong. I found something that if I was going through some hard times, I could call on these people. Somebody will sit and pray with me. Maybe not even pray with me, just sit there and listen. Because maybe I just need to vent about something. So you just sit there and listen. But I didn't have that. I didn't have a support system. My kids didn't have a support system. They didn't have anybody that they could say, well, if my mama is fucking going through it, I can call on this person and say, hey, can you come talk to my mama because she's going through it. And then I started looking back at some of the pictures of when I used to go to the church. Yeah, let's just say I'm much brighter and a lot more vibrant than I was when I used to go to that church. I was dark. You could see it on me. I didn't look like me. It was just a whole lot with that. But I wanted to share that because I had to get it off my chest and be done with it. I'm not mad at anybody. Let's get that clear. I'm not mad at anybody. I actually want to say thank you to all of them, because if they had not have betrayed me, if they had not have pushed me out, if they had not have counted me out, if they had not have said fuck Octavia and her kids, I'd probably be stuck. So I thank God for that. I thank God that he removed shit that needed to be removed from my life. Lord, forgive me. I thank God for that. I thank God that he removed people, things, stuff, whatever, from out of my way. I'm in a much better spot than I have ever been in my entire life. I had to go through my healing process, and I'm still going through it, as you can tell, because I'm talking about it. But I had to go through my healing process. I had to start it so that I could become a better mother for my kids, so I could become a better person for me. And so I thank them very much. If they never hear anything else from me, thank you. I said that a few years ago, like, I think like 2017. I said thank you to them. They probably didn't watch the video, but I definitely said thank you. Because if it had not have been for that, had it not been for them, you know, saying whatever to this chick, she don't need it, I'd still be stuck. Me, on the other hand, I couldn't have seen myself doing somebody like that, because I care about people and I care about their mental health and their well-being. So if the shoe's on the other foot, I would have tried, but you can never tell what anybody's going through. So I ain't mad at nobody. I am grateful that they did that, because it pushed me to be the person that I am right now. It pushed me to fight hard and to go harder and to keep pushing, because the rainbow's on the other side of that. That's the word right there, okay? So, yeah, I just want to say, you know, thank you for taking the time to listen to this long-ass, you know, podcast video. If you're listening to an audio, then thank you for that as well. But I just had to clear it up. I'm not mad at the church. I'm not mad at the community of Christianity. I'm not mad at none of that. It is what it is. And new modern day has showed you that that's not what Jesus would do. Wait, did I say it right? Because it's like, what would Jesus do? I don't think Jesus would have just left me out to dry regardless to whatever. But who knows? Because back then when Jesus was alive, it was a different time, right? Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend to say thank you. Have a good one.